This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Trail, broadcast number 372 for Monday, April 29th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures closed mostly lower on Monday, pulled down by pressure in some comparable oils. At the final settlement, the July canola contract gives up $1.40 at $633 per ton, while the November contract is down $2.40 at $649.10. Increases in European rapeseed spill over into canola, but those in Malaysian palm oil fade. While there's additional support from Chicago soybeans and soy meal, there's pressure from sharp losses in soy oil. Declines in global crude oil prices also weigh on vegetable oil values. The prairies are forecast to see rain for most of this week. While that will stymie early seeding efforts, the moisture will be welcomed. Temperatures are to remain cooler than normal. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Monday afternoon, as the loonie climbs to 73.2 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 73.16. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export inspections for the week ending April 25th include more than 250,000 tons of soybeans, but that's well down from the previous week. At 1.23 million tons, export inspections of U.S. corn are down as well, while those for wheat bump up to 481,000 tons. The USDA will release its weekly crop progress report today at 3 p.m. Central. While much of the U.S. Midwest received rain over the weekend, there were well in excess of 70 tornadoes, with more twisters expected today. As China continues to turn away from U.S. soybeans in favor of those from Brazil, it's also purchasing more from Argentina. Strategy Grains maintains its call for European rapeseed production at 18.1 million tons, which is down 9% from last year. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday, but down from larger increases. The July contract gains a nickel at $11.82 per bushel. July soy meal advances $9.60 at $354.30 per short ton. But July soy oil drops almost 1.2 cents at 44.37 cents per pound. Corn is slightly lower as its July contract slips 0.75 cents at $4.49 per bushel. Oats are stronger as its July contract jumps 11 cents at $3.70. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago July drops 14 cents at 608 and a half. Kansas City July is down 4 cents at 650 and a half. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July climbs 3.5 cents at 707. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday, April 29th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.